Mackay. I'm Ewan Aitken. I'm the Scottish Labour Party candidate for Edinburgh Eastern, which is not only just the east, but some of the south side of Edinburgh.
When did you start campaigning for this constituency?
Well, I was selected in March 2010, but I've been working since June 2009 because I was working as part of Sheila Gilmore's team. She was a successful Labour candidate in the Westminster elections. So I've been knocking on doors for nearly 2 years now, certainly a year and a half. And I mean, it's genuinely an old-fashioned election in that sense, combined with some extraordinary new media. So, because you can only feed new media with real information, and you only get real information by talking to people.
Okay, and which new media do you use?
Well, I use a blog. It's a kind of blog website thing, but it's mostly blog. And I use Facebook and I use Twitter. Mostly to kind of combine and drive people to each other. That's the kind of little network I've got.
All right, and yesterday's council meeting, how many tweets did you say you put out?
I did 29 tweets, and that's over 5 hours, so, you know, that's still a fairly reasonable number, but I wanted to try and see if I could get a feel of what was going on and what was being said. So, and I got some reactions, I got some tweets back, and stuff. Not a huge number, maybe half a dozen, but that was good,
You know? Did you read the criticism that Joanna Murrett got a few weeks ago? She said that she criticised the council's use of Twitter, but local people defended it, saying it was really useful during the winter crisis and stuff. What do you think about the way the council uses Twitter?
I think it's clunky, but it could only be clunky because it's an organisation. I mean, Twitter really works when it's an individual, because it's about opinion and reflection and observation, which are the kind of human things that make it interesting. You know, move it past just that software. The difficulty you've got with an organisation is it's a collective line, and it's information which people are then reacting to, and I think that just makes it it's an uncomfortable fit, but it's a good thing, and I would not discourage them for doing it. I think it's the right thing to do. I'm constantly fascinated that other people pick things up because of Twitter, so if it's there, that's where we should be.
And what are you picking up from your constituents? Are you finding that they're able to raise issues with you via social media?
Well, what is interesting is that the stuff with content, right, it goes on the blog. But I use Facebook and Twitter to drive people to the blog. The place I get most comments is Facebook. I think people find that the most comfortable place to be. I think the fact that they're on as a friend, as it were. And I mean, I've got... I put this in inverted commas, you know, over 700 friends, so there's a lot of constituents have signed up as friends and so on. It's an odd word that they've chosen to use for that, but hey, there you go. And so I get debate on there, you know. I mean, I made a comment about being in the council meeting in my status yesterday and got probably 9 or 10 comments. Now, I've never had 9 or 10 comments on my blog. I've had comments and I get a lot of hits, but nothing like that on Facebook, and I didn't expect that to be the case, but I think it's partly to do with people wanting to read what you think on the blog, but more likely to engage because they feel a little more of a relationship with you.
What are the issues in your area that you're campaigning on?
Well, there's a number of stuff that's very, very localised. Like, we've got a lot of housing schemes that were built in the 1920s, 1930s, which have trees, and the trees are now 80 years old, and people are saying, you know, they love the trees, but actually it's causing problems with buildings, it's causing problems with darkness. You know, I go into people's houses that have to have that light on all year round because of the tree, and they're saying, I don't want to lose the tree, it just has caused my house to be dark. Now, that's nobody's fault. You couldn't see that when they were planning, but that's what, so I'm trying to get I've got a motion passed at the council on Thursday, asking for specific kinds of things to be dealt with in a new woodland strategy that's going to come out over the next 6 months. So that's very parochial in one sense. On a wider city issue, statutory notices is a big issue. I've got a lot of tenements in my ward, and people are saying that the property conservation process with statutory notices is not good. Edinburgh has a unique power. People are not feeling that it's been used appropriately. I want to be careful. I don't think that people are being corrupt. I want to make that very clear. What I do think is that something in the process is not right. It's to do with the interpretation of the powers. And so I'm getting a lot of support for that. I was taking part in a Facebook discussion yesterday about that. There's an Edinburgh residence about statutory notices. I think it's just got a few folk going, but I took part in a discussion that, and they're the people who will talk on when I make reference to it on my Facebook.
Do you see any of your political rivals engaging in online discussions?
I haven't come across them. I know that Kenny McCaskill's got a website, and I think he's on Facebook.
He's got a Twitter as well.
No, he has got Twitter, yeah, because I'm following him. But he doesn't use it very often. Yeah, somebody was telling me that he hasn't got as many friends as me. I don't know if that's true, but
so you're winning that election,
yeah,
so far.
Exactly, yeah. I can see that being a headline then. No, I'm not seeing that. I certainly don't think they blog. I know a number of the other different councillors from the other parties do blogs, I'm not aware. I mean, at the moment, the Liberals haven't chosen their opponent for me anyway, so...
Do you think there's a difference between being in opposition and being in power and how much you can say online?
You're trying to do several different things. When I was leader, I kept a blog. And then I was trying to say, you know, this is who I am. I may hold a position, but this is who I am, and this is how I'm dealing with the issues that are before me. And that was interesting. I got quite a few comments about that, and quite a few hits on that, and that was very helpful. I would also use it as a way of saying things to get some kind of coverage that I couldn't say in a press release, a formal press release. And I found that quite handy as well. Whereas I'm now in opposition. As well as promoting me, I'm also promoting a critique of what's going on, right? And that makes it... I try and avoid being too negative, although I will have a go at times. Not at individuals, but at policies and how policies have been implemented. But you're trying to persuade people that you're the man for the job, whereas when I was leader, I was saying, I'm in this job, and this is who I am. And you can have confidence in me because this is who I am. So... It's a different feel for what you're trying to achieve.
I have to ask about Megrahi. It's said in the press that that's going to be an issue that will go against McCaskill in this election, but you're finding on the doorsteps that it's not such a big issue for local people?
Not at all. It's been raised with me three times, and I've knocked on a lot of doors. I think that if there is anything that people are beginning to question with the SNP, it's about the capacity to make decisions under pressure. And so if people are reading anything into the McGrath thing, they're dealing with it in those terms rather than the specifics of the case.
Tell us a wee bit about your background.
I'm a Church of Scotland minister, I'm a member of the Iona community. I'm driven by my faith. Not to proselytise in the sense to say that unless you believe what I believe, you're all damned. Absolutely not. But because my understanding of faithfulness and discipleship, if I can use those words, is to bring about justice and end oppression and suffering. That is the call that I say I follow when I have this sense of the divine in my life. So I describe myself as a minister who happens to be a politician. That's the heart of who I am. Now, I don't expect or assume that people will either share or agree with my beliefs, but what is important is people know what I believe. I don't think that the Bible doesn't tell me everything to do in the ward or gives me the answers to every political conundrum or decision that needs to be taken. But what my faith does is give me some first principles. And first principles is that we are called to serve others. The more we serve others, the more we find out who we are and are better human beings ourselves. We're called to stand up against injustice and to end the suffering of others. And if we do that, so our lives will be enhanced. And that is at the heart of all that we do. The fundamental principle is, in every action we take, how is it that I will not just love my neighbour or the stranger, but my enemy? And if I can love my enemy, so I will be a better person as well. And if we can get those principles at the heart of the political process, I believe that we could be in a better place. as a nation. Keir Hardie, before he founded the Labour Party, founded a church. And to his the end of time, he was quoting biblical sources as the basis of his campaigns for justice. You know, the Christian Socialist Movement was the precursor to the Labour Party. So faith and faithfulness have shaped the political process, and particularly in Scotland. I mean, one can see people like Gordon Brown and Douglas Alexander, two key figures in the Scottish political, and Jim Murphy as well, as a practicing Catholic, all Christians at the heart of politics. We do it, not because we don't say we're right because God's on our side. What we say is, what do I need to do to best carry out the call? How do I love my enemies?
What are your favourite blogs online?
Better Nation is a good one, which I like. I do like the Guardian stuff. I don't know if that counts as a blog, but that's quite handy. Andrew Burns is very good for information. It's like having a wee library, which is just great. Political Betting has a good kind of big picture access. YouGov's all right, but it's not that easy to get stuff at the kind of level I want to get it at. Those are the kind of main ones. Oh no, there's Peatland's Warrior. Yeah, he's also quite interesting. He's an SNP supporter, but I think he's got a bit of a nice kind of tone. You know, there were a few that went around when I was blogging before, which I like, but they've all died off. Those are the ones I'd look at in the main.
I guess the rest of your time is spent campaigning. Tell us what you've been doing, what you're doing this weekend, for example.
Well, the absolute truth is that the more social media affect us, the more we're on doorsteps, because the social media is only effective if you can make relationships, and you can only make relationships on a direct contact basis. So it is fascinating that we have learned that what we did 20 years ago, when I first stopped, nearly 30 years ago when I first joined the party, and then we stopped doing for 20 years, we're having to do it again. So my primary thing is doorsteps. And then you follow that up with, you know, contacts, information, when people tell you things, you follow up issues, etc., etc. And you can use the social media stuff to do that, and that's very effective. But number one thing is direct contact, and then there's leaflets and all that kind of stuff. So this weekend we'll be out on the doorsteps, and we'll be making phone calls.